This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. All right, it's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. So 52% of Americans have all lied about this during the holidays, Thanksgiving, or Christmas. We've all lied about sickness, other plans made, or other excuses to get out of sleeping over at a relative's home. Apparently, we'll go out of our way to avoid uncomfortable sleeping arrangements. Hey, not the case with me or my kids. I love to stay with them, and I love it when they stay with us. New inductees to the Toy Hall of Fame announced last week. The newest members of the hall, the board game Clue, the Wiffle Ball, and the Paper Airplane. To make the Hall of Fame, toys must have inspired creative play across generations. And these certainly did. Well, they unveiled the first driverless shuttle on the Vegas Strip this week. The 12-passenger shuttle is designed to ferry tourists up and down the Strip and has no driver or even a steering wheel. And it ran into a semi in the second hour of its first day of service. Luckily, no one was injured. A record number of us are planning to take vacations. New survey says 63% are planning a vacation within the next 6 months. Experts say that's a sign of confidence in the economy and belief that wages are going up. Remember the story earlier this year when they ran undercover tests of the TSA's ability to find hidden weapons and explosives? Well, at the time, the security people missed 95% of the test devices, and there was an order for sweeping changes in policies and procedures. Now they're happy to report they ran those undercover tests again, and the TSA only missed 80% of the devices. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Part two of the Monday Daily Buzz on Cozy. Maybe you heard Hershey's is introducing their first new candy bar in 22 years. Comes out the first week of December, and it's called Hershey's Gold. Weird. There's no chocolate in the candy bar. Now, it's described as a caramelized cream bar embedded with salty peanuts and pretzel bits. One magazine described it as tasting like a coffee creamer mixed with salty trail mix in exactly the way you want it to. So is that a positive review or not? Saw a story about a French woman living in Massachusetts since 2000. She's ready to become an American citizen. But first, she wants to sue America. She says she's a lifelong avowed atheist. And the last four words of the citizenship pledge is, "So help me God," which she says forces religion on her. So she's suing to force those words to be removed. Well, probably polished off all the Halloween candy by now, huh? You know, candy isn't actually the worst food when it comes to cavities. Dentists say crackers are actually worse because the starch turns into sugar and gets stuck in your teeth. Dried fruit, grapefruit, coffee, and diet soda are also bad. Oh, come on now. Well, if you don't, you probably will own an Apple product. 64% of households in America now own at least one Apple product. The average household has 2.6. 5 years ago, only 50% of households had Apple products. So that's a pretty big jump. I have yet to own an Apple product, though I do use Apple's iTunes. Doubt that counts. This is trouble. Trouble, I tell you. To all the turmoil in the world right now, add this. America is headed for a chicken wing shortage. Wall Street Journal reports whole wing wholesale prices have risen from $1.50 a pound to $2.09 a pound, and they'll continue to rise. Why do we even go on? Finally, this will kickstart your week. If you love to drink gin and you have more money than you know what to do with, you might want to consider getting your hands on a $1,200 bottle of the stuff which happens to be infused with vintage motorcycle parts. The gin is being offered by a German bike shop owner. Actually has old hunks of metal from Harley-Davidson motorcycles in the bottles. As for the actual liquor, It's a premium dry gin flavored with the spirit of ingredients grown for over 80 years. Now that's incredible. You know, we had our Project Personal Care here a month ago as we collected personal care items for the Southwest Michigan Community Action Agency. Well, this week is our annual Stuff-A-Truck event with our Y Country sister station at Rogers Foodland in South St. Joe, collecting food items to restock the pantry at the Southwest Michigan Community Action Agency. It'll be all this week. If you happen to be in the St. Joe area, pop into Rogers. Donate a couple of canned goods or something else from the list of needed items. You can find that on our Y Country Sisters website, 975ycountry.com. They've been doing Stuff-A-Truck for well over 20 years. Knucklehead News this morning, the average man spends a year of life in the bathroom. Oh, it's true. The biggest chunks of that are 52 total days shaving, 97 days showering, and 112 days sitting on the toilet. Survey also found 9% of men like posing in front of the mirror when they're all alone in the bathroom. Well, not me. Unfortunately, the survey only included men, so we don't know about women, but I think it's pretty safe to assume it's more, right? The Daily Buzz. If you find something I could buzz about here on Cozy, please get it to me. Fax 637-2675. Drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Or hop online. Leave a Facebook message. Or Twitter at SuperHitsPaul. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com, our website, and on great podcasting outlets like iTunes. Say it with me. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.